If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday, July 15th. It's going to be pinpoint weather day, according to Fox 31. They're saying thunderstorms in the forecast today. Could be wet. Hopefully, we get some rain. I'd like to see the rain. Now, Jamie and I just met in the hallway out here. And I stopped her. And I normally, we just pass each other. Right. Man, yeah, give a little comment. What are you limping for? Yeah, I don't know. Why are you scratching? That's the conversation we have. But I stopped her and I said, Jamie, the story you're about to tell on the air is probably one of the most bizarre, possessive, I think it's a good word for it, relationship stories I've ever heard in my life. I don't even know where this lady comes from.
It's
so far-fetched.
Let me just, exactly.
I called it a Reddit story. It's like something that somebody would make up and go to Reddit and put it up there for everybody to debate when it's not even true.
100%.
This is true!
So my girlfriend has been married for 16 years, right? And so about 4 years ago, she got a divorce, about 4 years ago.
Okay.
And they have three kids together, right? And he is, he's a hot mess. And so that's why they got a divorce.
Okay.
I won't go into all that detail.
Well, we've all been there.
Right? So anyway, three kids, 16 years, something like that. And we all know him as Tom, but this new fiance calls him Thomas.
Oh.
Right there just drives me nuts.
But Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas. Oh my God. So he is newly engaged, all right? So that's good for him. Everybody's moved on. My girlfriend has way moved on, right? And
right.
Last night, the new fiance wrote my girlfriend.
So they're already a fiance.
Yes.
I mean, they're already engaged.
They are engaged. Okay. Yeah.
All right,
so,
well, good.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't care.
Yeah.
She's like, she's moved on. Yeah. She has her own boyfriend. Like, everything's fine. And so Thomas and Brittany are engaged, okay? And this is what Brittany wrote to my girlfriend last night. And my girlfriend, by the way, is very successful. Her name is Taylor Davis. I'm just using fake names. So if your name is Taylor Davis, don't panic. It's not about you. But Taylor Davis has a name in our towns. And let's say she's in government. Okay.
Yeah.
And so she's hung her hat on Taylor Davis for, 16.
Name recognition.
Yeah.
She's got an investment in that.
Correct.
It's just who she is.
It's her brand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Taylor Davis. So, hi, Taylor. I wanted to reach out to you and ask that you please remove all the photos of you and Thomas from your social media accounts as we move forward with our engagement. It's important to both of us that those images no longer remain anywhere online. I'll be taking the Davis name soon, and we're planning to start a family of our own. Out of respect of our future together, I'm also asking that you consider beginning the process of changing your last name.
Whoa.
I understand this may take some time, but it's an important step forward in allowing everyone to move forward with clarity and respect. Thanks in advance for your understanding and for handling this thoughtfully, Tom and Brittany.
You had to look down for the fake names.
I can't screw it up. Thomas and Brittany.
Dang.
Listen to what this lady is demanding. This lady is engaged now to Thomas.
Right.
Tom. And she is demanding that the ex-wife remove all pictures from the internet.
Of the family.
Of the family that he's in,
right.
Obviously.
I mean, he has three kids with her.
Right. Not only that, she's also demanding that her dropping the last name of when she
Davis.
Was with her husband.
Yeah.
She dropped the last name and get rid of it so that this lady can move forward with this man.
Right. So Taylor my friend Taylor, she doesn't want her to be Taylor Davis anymore.
She wants all history of the two of them erased.
Exactly.
And if she could get rid of the kids, she'd do that too. I know. That's what it sounds like.
Moving forward, respectfully, take away your last name. Like, what?
That's wild.
I've never heard of anything like this.
Me either.
Now, I've had situations where my ex-wife dropped my last name.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Once we got divorced, she decided to go back to her maiden. She didn't even go to her maiden name. She went to her mother's maiden name.
Right.
She went a whole different direction, but that's fine.
But she didn't build her.
That's two adults, and she wanted to do what she wanted to do. I get it.
But she didn't build her brand on Taylor Davis.
Exactly.
Well, no, but she also, yeah, you're right.
You know? I mean, that Taylor Davis is who Taylor Davis is.
And Taylor wants to still be connected with her kids through their last name.
Right, because all the three kids, their last names are Davis, right?
That is the most ridiculous demand I've ever heard in my life.
Well, and as I told Taylor, I go, listen, it tells me that she's also stalking all your pages.
Yeah, if you're going to go back 5 years. No. Like, that's a lot of stuff to, like, just sift through.
And look at Thomas on all your pages from years ago.
That's crazy.
Here's the biggie, though.
Okay.
If you're Thomas and you find out about this, you better hit the road, pal. Yeah. Because this is not a woman you want to be married to.
Right?
Okay? Thomas, this is a red flag. Dude, it's not going to work. I'll predict it today. It's not going to work. It won't last 2 months. This woman is a disaster.
She is.
For her to make these demands toward your ex-wife should tell you a lot about what you're about to get into.
Yeah, just like me. And not only that, but she so this girl, Britt, what did I call her? Brittany? Brittany texted this at midnight on a Wednesday night. Wrote her this letter.
You think she was liquored up?
Absolutely.
It is my assumption. I have no, I mean.
Midnight, Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday's not a good drinking night, is it? I guess any night is.
I don't know,
right?
But there's obviously an obsession going on with my girlfriend. This new fiance has an obsession with my girlfriend.
She's evil.
She's evil.
She's evil.
But don't you think she's obsessed?
Yeah. If you're going back to 2000, 5 years ago, and through social media.
I'm not sure obsessed is the right word for it. I mean, it's beyond obsessed.
Yeah.
This is crazy stuff.
I know it.
This is Looney Tunes, dude. You cannot tell somebody they have to drop a last name of somebody that they had a family with, even though he's decided to move on. That lady back there, the ex with the kids, can do whatever the hell she wants to do. For you to think that you have the authority to write her and demand she drop the name and all pictures on the internet?
Hi, Taylor. I wanted to reach out and ask that you please remove the photos of you and Thomas from your social media accounts as we move forward with our engagement. It's important to both of us that those images no longer remain online. I'll be taking the Davis name soon, and we're planning to start a family of our own. Out of respect for our future together, I'm also asking that you consider beginning the process of changing your last name.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like she's literally saying, I'm about to replace you. You need to go away. Okay?
Which my friend
I'm about to assume the name. I'm about to assume the name. You no longer deserve the name. You need to disappear, lady. That's just lunatic
it's
stuff.
It's narcissistic.
But my girlfriend doesn't even talk to her ex. They just deal with the three kids. And the three kids are older, you know.
And she says inside what you just read, she says, it's important to the both of us. She needs to take this and go back to Thomas and say, hey, I'm going to read you something. Are you telling me, because that's what she's implying, are you telling me that this is your thoughts too? That you want me to get rid of all pictures on the internet that involves us as a family? You want me to get rid of the last name? You want me to do this? Is it also you deciding that along with her? Because that makes a difference if he's in on this too.
Because to me, that it's so, I don't think men care about that stuff.
I don't either. She threw his name in there to add more weight to it.
Right.
That's all she did.
Because
she's lying.
In my opinion, I mean, I don't know, but to me, men just aren't about the drama, right?
At all.
And they don't, like, I don't care if those pictures are up there from 80 years ago. I don't care if you, I actually want you to still have the last name so our kids have the same last name. It's just easier in life.
But as you move on, though, Jamie, I will tell you from my own perspective, and Lisa's great about this, but moving on, you still that person that you move on with, you demand, you want them to acknowledge the fact that these other, this other family exists for you.
Yeah.
And they're very important to you. You love them to death. You, their lives is equally as important as your own.
Right.
And she needs to respect that. Well, this lady doesn't care one way or the other. She doesn't want the kids around. She'd ship them out of here if she could.
Isn't that the craziest letter you've ever heard in your life?
I've never heard anything like this.
I've never either. I mean, I know a lot of women do drop their names just because they hate their ex or whatever. But my girlfriend has built her brand on this name. And so she's going to keep it because it's her brand, right? I mean, that's all I can, how I can put it. I don't know how to explain it to you, but let's just say she's in government and that's what the bill she runs on, right? Everybody in government knows her name.
And it's not like that Thomas, the guy, it's not like he and her having this argument. It's a fiance down the road that's demanding this.
It is bizarre.
Who the hell she thinks she is?
Well, here's what I told my girlfriend. I'm like, she needs a hobby. Because she doesn't work. This new fiance doesn't work.
Oh, she doesn't work.
She doesn't work.
Oh, bless her heart.
So she's just
and they don't have, and they don't have kids together, so it's not like she's a stay-at-home mom that's busy. So I think her brain's just spinning.
She's fixated.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, but I'll bet you she's got 10 cats.
BJ and Jamie.
They're saying rain and thunderstorms today, so don't know. Don't know. Could happen.
I just wanted to go over a couple of the things that people were saying about this whole situation with Taylor Davis, my friend.
And Thomas.
And Thomas. The new fiance is demanding that my friend Taylor change her last name of Davis.
Yeah.
Whatever. And scrub all of Thomas's pictures from the social media and all that stuff. So I love this one. Somebody said, tell him to take the new fiance's last name.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Demand that.
And yeah. She would probably love that.
Right?
That's a good idea.
Just do that. Or say, all right, well, I'll legally change my name and all the kids' names to the same.
Oh.
So I'll be Taylor Jones and our three kids will be all Jones too.
Yeah. I don't think Thomas will go for that.
I know.
No,
okay, so he would have to wrench up the pressure.
And I will give my friend Taylor props because this new fiance wrote her, you know, and she didn't even reply. She didn't even care. I was like, oh my God, you're such a better person than me.
Yeah.
Because I would have just had the fingers of fury. Like, are you freaking kidding me, lady?
Yeah. I can't believe she didn't go postal on it.
She didn't even care. She's just like, what a loony bin. She didn't even care. And I was like, maybe that's more effective. That this woman took all this time to write all that crap, and then she just...
And this was last night?
Yeah.
That just came down. Uh-huh. So we really don't know for the next 48 hours. We got to keep her finger on this one.
Yeah.
We do. Because we do. If it were a drunk post, okay, that she made, or text, I should say, if it's a drunk one, then we're not going to hear anything else, okay? It's just going to lay low. It's going to go away. But if it's a for real, she wasn't intoxicated, it's how she feels.
Yeah.
If it's that way, then there's going to be a noon text. There's going to be a 3 p.m. text and all these that she's going to follow up on this. So we got to stay on top of it.
But isn't it impressive my girlfriend didn't even respond?
The self-control, absolutely.
She just sent it to me. She's like, look what this loony bin is saying now. And I was like, what did you write? She's like, I'm not giving her the time of day. It's dumb.
Yeah, I don't know if I could.
I couldn't. Yeah. I would write, I said, well, at least write LOL.
Oh, you'd send her that picture of you skeet shooting. Or send her one of that arrow in that deer's butt.
Yeah.
You shot with that archery class you took.
I definitely could not remain silent. There's just no way.
No.
I know
I don't think a lot of people could.
Yeah, but I give her kudos, but she literally doesn't care.
There's going to be a follow-up on this one.
Yeah, there is.
Somewhere down the line.
Anyway, moving on.
All right, Governor Polis, he's decided. Remember that bridge that you complained about? It's a $29 million bridge.
It's a $29 million bridge in front of the building, right?
The Capitol.
The Capitol. Thank you.
And it goes across Lincoln into the park.
But not only does it, but it's a long way around. It's a circle. First it goes in a circle, and then it goes across the road.
but
it's going to take you an hour to and then go across.
Well, think about who it's being built for. The people that are inside the Capitol. That's it. Because why else would you go from the park to the Capitol unless you work over at the Capitol, right? And why would you go from the Capitol back over to the park unless you're at the Capitol and you decide to go to the park for a while? It's only built for themselves.
I agree with that. And they also said that it's Polis's. He wanted to be known for something, and they wanted it to be his. Polis Bridge.
That's going to be a staple.
It's his thing because he's so into e-commerce, they claim. Well, last night he went on with Kyle Clark on 9 News, I think it is, right?
Yep.
Kyle and he sat down. And I think Kyle's trying to warn him that this idea of putting this poll on the internet to determine if this bridge is going to be built or not for $29 million is probably a bad idea.
Well,
that it could go horribly wrong.
We're broke.
Yeah, there is that.
Yes.
Right? Didn't
yes.
There is that.
So we have money for a bridge?
All right. Listen.
I don't know.
We complained about, well, you complained about this before we went on vacation. Remember when they first announced this thing? Here it is, Polis with Kyle Clark.
In Las Vegas, hitting all 3 7.
Whoa, wrong one.
Las Vegas? What's going on in Vegas?
I don't know. Oh. We'll get to that next.
Okay. What we're asking people is, do you want to do the walkway? Do you not want to do the walkway? We're describing it. We're even going to put up your video, what people are saying, so people can see how you don't like it and you know, make their decision. And then if they don't want it, what do they want to see the state doing? Should we do smaller projects in other parts of the state? Should we do nothing for 150th birthday? So we just asked 4 or 5 questions, get a quick sense of where people are. We want to make it as unobtrusive, as easy as possible to have your voice count.
So, online survey. I can't tell if you're looking for a justification or looking for an escape route.
Well, I'm hoping it's clear one way or the other, Kyle, right? Like, what I would hate to see is 50.1 to 49.9. I'm really hoping 60-70% of people want to see a walkway, 60-70% of people don't want to see a walkway, want to see something else. If it is a walkway, I need to get to work, because you know I need to raise a lot of the money for that. It's about $8.5 million public, about $10-12 million private. So I would need to raise that if we go that way. If we go other way and do small.
Right, enough. He's going to put up a survey online so you can go vote
please
if you
vote
want
no.
this walkway, okay?
Yeah, please vote no.
Dude, this is going to be so bad. I swear, this thing's going to be 90% no.
He's going to get eaten alive.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be
unless
90% no.
Unless he fixes it and has his husband sit there and go, yes. You know, do a little meth or something and stay up all night for like the next week. Yes.
If you want a legit vote on it, put it on a ballot. At the next election, okay? Put it on a ballot. You'll get a better indication if people want it or not. If you do an online poll, Polis, listen to me. It's going to be terrible.
But not only that, I mean, think about your job. What is your job? Your job is to, like, not put up these newfangled things for $26 million. It's to take care of people.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that could use that $26 right. million. Dollars.
And it's not like you're building a bridge that takes you from the stadium a mile high across I-25
right.
to get over to a business district where it might be applicable. It actually be a smart idea. No, you're building a bridge from the state capitol where you work over to the park.
And you know all it's going to do is help the homeless people get over to the Capitol. I mean, because they, I mean, come on. the homeless people are going to vote yes.
I just think it's so dumb to do an online poll. It's like something you and I would do. It's like the show. Like Carson, put up a poll on Facebook for us.
Right.
And then we make a decision to spend $29 million based on this poll.
Is there one person you think that wants this bridge?
No.
I'm right? I mean, let's
Polis
talk.
And his boyfriend, girlfriend.
I think they're married.
Oh, they're married?
I think they're married.
So,
yeah.
His husband then, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah,
honey,
I'm sure they
bridge.
Want it.
Hi.
Yeah. Maybe they want it. Skip across the bridge, go to the park.
Have lunch, have a picnic. No, I don't want a bridge, no.
KFC, a lunch
seems
package.
Seems like a waste of money.
Yeah.
It really does.
I don't think anybody wants
his name is Marlon. The husband's name is Marlon.
Yeah, Marlon Reese.
Oh, Marlon.
Like a big fish.
Gotcha. BJ and Jamie. Oh, man.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
The Bridge to Nowhere. That's what it's called. Somebody said, watch, they're going to make a bunch of fake accounts so they can all vote yes. Because Marlon wants the bridge.
I just can't believe that you are spending $29 million on something over an online poll. That is so ridiculous.
I love the government, man. Seems legit.
They just do whatever they want.
You're right, though.
Yeah.
Marlon wants the bridge.
Marlon wants the
bridge. This is Marlon's idea. Right. He's pushing.
He is.
He is.
Can I get the bridge?
Yes. He wants to go to the park, man.
Yep. All right, Eminem. I guess he is coming out with a trailer for a documentary. It's called Stands, which will be released in theaters for a brief run in August. The teaser features Eminem hearing some of the most common questions asked to him by fans, including some about his 2000 song, Stand. It will be released exclusively in AMC theaters, locations in the United States, from August 7th to the 10th. Here is the trailer number one.
Why did you write the song Stan?
Is Stan based on a real fan?
Why do you share so much about yourself in your music?
What the hell goes on in your brain?
How does it feel to be followed by so many people?
How much fan mail do you get?
How's your daughter?
Have you read my letter?
What's it like being famous?
What's your first question?
All right, well, that is really
moving.
That's
it? Yeah.
It's a whole lot of nothing right
there. Did you ever see 8 Mile?
Yeah, of course.
Isn't that a great movie?
So good.
That was one of the best movies. There's only two movies I've ever seen of stars, like music stars, that were just incredible. Well, three. But Elton John, that movie was unbelievable,
that was
too. That's a great movie. And then the 8 Mile. That was a really good movie.
And then the Queen movie. That's good, too.
Yeah, that one's good, too. Yeah. The third one I was thinking of is the Ray Charles.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? Jamie Foxx. Yep. He did an incredible job in that one.
But that 8 Mile one is one, like, if you're, you know, you stayed up or you're jet lagged, it comes on at 4 a.m., you'll still watch it.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
It is a really good movie based on his real life. Okay. Miley Cyrus, she was on Good Morning America doing an interview. What's this Something Beautiful, this Disney Plus release?
I am not exactly sure what it is, but it is on Disney Plus. It comes out today, and it's like a show that she has.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here's number two.
You know, I have a very distinct voice. I always kind of sounded like this, but it's aged along with me and changed and evolved in all these different ways.
On a recent podcast, Miley noted some vocal cord issues that she's been coping with, stressing to us instead how she's taking care of her voice. Tell me something,
I can hold on to you. I've always, you know, I've had kind of a unique texture, and I've gotten really used to working with what I've been given and training appropriately, giving myself boundaries, because I realize how sacred it is to myself and to what I do.
Okay.
I've been wrong about her.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
From the very beginning, sure. I've kind of joked about her, not giving her a lot of credit.
Well, you called her Justin Bieber. You said her body looks like Justin Bieber.
Like a little boy, didn't
she?
And I was like, you know, questioned her talent all the way around.
Yeah.
I was dead wrong. She's very talented.
Well, what happened?
She's a superstar.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
You watched an interview and now you're...
Well, I think it's her new hair.
Oh, it's her new hair?
Yeah, it's kind of sexy. I mean, forget about the voice.
Why have you come around? What changed your life?
If I were around her, I'd just tell her not to talk a lot. But her new hair looks good.
I don't know, BJ.
That new hair looks good.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, she talks about why she doesn't want to go on big tours. Here it is. Number two.
The artists like Prince that are not here today that live such a high-intensity lifestyle out on the road, then it's really hard to maintain sobriety when you're on the road, which is a really important kind of pillar of stability in my life.
It just seems like it's a real meat grinder out there for young people
that
you went through. Yeah.
Losing their life, but losing their minds. None of this that I create would ever be possible without the way that I think about things. And I do think it's really hard to keep, you know, mental wellness.
I think she's right about that.
About what?
About how hard it is to hit the road and to be on tour.
You're just having a lot of compassion for Miley today.
Well,
it's her new hair.
Have you seen it? I call it her locks.
No, I'll back you up on that, because Party in the USA, that music video, she's got the locks and it looks phenomenal. She's so hot in that music video. What? God. I'm backing you up, BJ.
No, the Party in the USA was before the locks.
The new locks.
Well, I'm talking about the new locks, Carson.
I know,
I'm
but not, she... But
no,
her,
no, no,
but
no.
Her, she had locks back then, too.
Jamie knows what I'm talking about.
She has awesome locks. I don't know what anybody's talking about.
It's post-Party in the USA. Yeah.
supposed to.
I follow it, Carson. You don't. You've got her confused with somebody else. This is the woman that rode that hot dog that
yeah,
I love.
Yeah, she did. And yeah. a wrecking ball.
Yeah, and a wrecking yeah. ball. Naked.
Yeah. yeah. That's a great song. She came in like a wrecking ball.
And all that was before the locks, too.
Yeah, it was when she was crazy.
Yeah.
Yep. But now she's all sober. And although your dad, man, is jacked up. But
who?
He's her dad.
Oh.
But I still can't believe he's with what's her name?
Man.
Hottie Patati.
How in the heck did he get her?
I don't know.
Elizabeth Hurley.
She is unbelievable. One of the prettiest women in the world.
Well, she has great hair. Her locks.
Nice locks.
Locks. Luscious locks.
I don't even know. Anyway.
She yeah, does have good hair.
She does have, she has good everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's a beautiful woman. Sure but Billy Cyrus, not a looker in my opinion.
No.
At all.
And all I see is, don't break my heart. Achy, breaky heart. Did he only have one hit?
No, he's had several, actually.
He has?
Yeah. That's the only one we know, but he's had a few hits.
Like?
I don't know. I'm just saying that he's done reasonably well.
Do you like his hair?
He did Old Town Road, too.
That's right.
Yeah, that's Lil Nas X. He
right,
was just,
but he was on the song.
Yeah, he's
getting money for it.
Exactly.
That doesn't count.
Lil Nas X,
that's the headliner.
He
right
sings
there.
The part that we all know.
That doesn't count. No. That's
Lil Nas right there, man.
He does have nice locks, too,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, he does. It's very nice.
He could use a bath.
It looks like it, right?
Yeah.
I don't think he uses Suave like you do.
I don't think he does either. You know, that Suave, you can get the all-in-one. All
wash
over the body.
Everything at one time.
All over the body, dude.
All right, here's a couple of things. First of all, I wanted to tell you they did this whole study on how you should sleep, on which side.
Okay.
All right, so different people should sleep on different sides, and it depends on what's going on with your life. If you're pregnant, sleep on your left side. It helps blood flow to the baby. If you have a bad liver, sleep on your left side. It releases the pressure. It reduces pressure on your liver. If you have reflux, sleep on your left side. Seems like this left side is really a good idea, right?
What side do you sleep on?
My right side.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it really depends on if you're left-handed or right-handed.
I don't know.
I'm left-handed, and I sleep on the left side.
If you have a bad back, sleep on your back.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's what it says.
Acid reflux, too.
No, it says left side.
Well, they're wrong. I have acid reflux, and on my back is the only way to go.
No, it makes it worse.
Well, they're wrong. They're dumb.
You should read it because it's science about where your stomach is sitting.
I'm telling you how it makes me feel. If I got acid reflux, if I get on my back, it works better.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, maybe if your head's raised a little bit or something, is that what you're doing? I don't know what my head's doing. Like you're on a sleep number bed, you can raise your head a little bit for snoring and acid reflux. Maybe you're doing that.
Maybe.
Because if you're left side, because your stomach, the way it's positioned, it'll put this over here. All right, there you go, tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.